Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am here and it is the season 13 finale. That is right. So get ready, here is the spoiler. That's right. I hope you heard that. I don't know if you did. I recorded it. I was out in the bar tonight, and we did crown our winner. Spoiler alert, if you didn't hear that, our winner was Simone. Look, I'm wearing her Foxy shirt. It doesn't fit me, so I'm not going to show you the whole thing. It's supposed to be a dress, like a sundress, and it doesn't even cover up my privates, so I am not happy with my purchase. But I am wearing it here for you all tonight. You can see it. There's the fox at the top. You can't see what's below because it gives away all the goodies. But we do have a winner, and that is Simone. And congratulations to Simone. This was a well-deserved win. I am not sad about this win. This was a crazy episode, and we are going to get right into it. I'm going to start off by saying I am a little drunk. So I am drinking some Diet Coke. I saw this out in the bar with some of my fellow gays. Shout out to the crew that I was with. We had a lovely, lovely time. We drank a lot of alcohol. And as you can see from my clock, it is 1:25 a.m. in New York City right now. So we're going to get through this and we're going to have a good time. And then I'm on vacation. So there's that. I'm going to take a drink. Because I just need a little something in me. You'll see that my tooth is still broken. I could not get into the dentist this week. Not for lack of trying, but just because they couldn't get me in. So here I am with my broken tooth. I'm going to share my screen right now because I have a ton of photos to go through with you all. So here we go. First and foremost, we had a little drive and drag going on where they were watching this. This is in LA somewhere. I'm not sure where. I know they've been doing drive and drags at the Hollywood Bowl, so it certainly could have been there. But these are the cars that were outside. People were outside their cars having a good time. Miss Jada Essence Hall was there doing some commentary as well until she joined them in the theater for the crowning. So this was exciting that this was as alive as they could get, obviously, during COVID time. So that's kind of exciting. It's interesting that I don't know if this was, I guess it was being shown live. They weren't there for the actual recording of it, but they kept flashing back to it. So there you have it. That's that. We got a performance from the one and only RuPaul Charles. I was not expecting this. I am so happy that it happened because I love to see RuPaul. When she performs, we don't get that nearly enough. I think she looks great. I love this outfit that she came out in. I love that the dancers had to get her out of it. That made me even more happy. And then I enjoyed even more that she did some Tamisha Iman dancing. There wasn't a lot of movement to Ru, just like there's not a lot of move to Tamisha Iman in her video that we saw last week. And she's just surrounded by the boys. And I think it's fantastic. So kudos to Miss RuPaul. She looks gorgeous in this photo. I'm gonna say it right now because we see it again. She is wearing hard front wigs, which I think it's fantastic, honestly. I know that Miss Vanity in Australia from Wigs by Vanity started making hard front wigs because there was a lack of human hair available during COVID. So she just started doing hard front wigs instead of lace front wigs. I don't know if this is one of them, but I am, as a queen who wears hard front wigs, I salute this. This one is obviously better than the one she wears later, but I love that they're hard front wigs. This song was fine. I believe it's something silver and gold. That's why the boys were wearing silver and gold pants. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention to the song. I was paying attention to the fact that RuPaul was performing, and this is something that we rarely get. So it was a lovely little treat for me. Our first category, we had three different looks from the queen, the top four. Our first was black and white. Gottmik looks stunning in this look. It is so great. Her little purse was, she said, was her Pandora box. She's giving you kind of a pinhead look, and the pinheads on her head were crystals. I think she said she shaved her head for this, and I would love to see what, if she actually did and looks, if she's really bald, I would love to see what she looks like now. But this look is gorgeous. It is super, super vinyl, cutouts in all the right places. She looks fantastic in this outfit. Next, we have Candy Muse. Not my favorite look on the runway, but good for Candy Muse. She looks fine in this. It is interesting. I don't love the head thing on her head. I don't know. I don't understand what that is. I thought it was part of her hair, but then I'm part of the headpiece. I'm not sure. But for Candy Muse, this is a giant leap forward, and I appreciate that because I needed her drag to be better. So I applaud her effort in this. Again, it's my least favorite of the black and white looks, but it is a giant step up for Candy Muse. Rosé came out in this little homage to My Fair Lady, and I think this is stunning. This is my favorite black and white look, very closely followed by Gottmik, but I think this one is just super special. I love the giant bows on it. I love the graphic black and white. I love that there's a bow on the little teeny umbrella. I love the giant brim hat. I think she looks fantastic in this, and it was my favorite black and white look. Next, we have Simone, and I mean, just this fucking wig alone is worth a shout out. And then you have the bandanas in the giant, giant hoop skirt, which is amazing. She did her own thing. She paid homage to her heritage. I think this is fantastic as well. Looks super, super cool. I mean, this wig is insane to me. I'm not sure how it was even staying on her head. But there it was. So super, super, super fantastic. This, the black and white was, I think, the most successful of these runways because I like them all. I like every look. So bravo for the black and whites. Next, we have red. I think it was red for filth, but I don't know. It was just some kind of red. And then we have Gottmik giving us homage to David Bowie and Keith Haring, two iconic figures in the world. And I think she looks fantastic in this. This is exactly what I wanted from her. And I'm so glad she gave it to me. This is my favorite red look, all the way down to the shoes, up to the pin curls in her hair. Fan-fucking-tastic. And I love that she got trans rights or human rights in there. I think it says be kind as well. Crash the system, which is, you know, her big motto. Oh, excuse me, fight AIDS. Silence equals death. It's all in there. And it is so fantastic. This is an art piece, as well as a great fashion piece. So bravo to Gottmik, my favorite red look. This is my least favorite look on the runway tonight. I think this dress is pretty much garbage. There's nothing redeeming that I like about it. I guess it says Candy Muse. I just don't like this look. She does have that long braid, but you can't really see it because she has those giant headphones on with the tiny boombox, throwing it back to her very first lip sync on Drag Race with the big denim boombox. But I don't like this look. I don't like it at all. We have Rosé coming out as a red tree. Again, I don't like this look. I think the headpiece is really cool. I think the bodysuit is not great. And I especially don't like the roots on the floor. And she was kind of sliding her feet. And someone at the bar said it was, you know, very Olivia Lux trying to be Denali doing the ice skating. and that is exactly what it looked like. It just looked weird, shuffling her feet. I think if you're going to do a tree, I mean, the look would have been fine for a tree, but I think you just walk normally in some heels and it would serve its purpose. Again, I love the headpiece, but I do not like the outfit. And finally, we have Simone, and she is giving us a red nails dress. The dress is, I mean, obviously it's made of nails, so it's cool that way, but the dress is very simple and I don't love the actual cut of the dress. My favorite part is the hands on the top of the head, holding her bundles of hair into the ponytail with the red nails as well. That's my favorite part of it. But she looks good. There's no denying that. I don't like the nails on the shoes. I don't know if they're actually on her toes, but they're supposed to be like toenails, and I don't like that. But I love the hands on her head. But this is my least favorite look of Simone's of the probably the whole episode. It's a great idea. I just don't think that it's as great as it could have been. Next, we have Final Four Eleganza Extravaganza. Gottmik looks fucking stunning. This silhouette is insanely good. And I love that it has the cage around her lungs going towards the Swarovski crystal heart. I love that her hips are extremely exaggerated going out into this incredible trumpet. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous look. When you turn around, she also has rhinestone, it's not colored, but it's rhinestoned a heart on her butt, which, you know, just ties the whole look together. It is so, so cool. However, it is not my favorite look of this portion of the runway, but we will get to that. It is a very, very close second, however. Next, we have Candy Muse in probably the best thing that she's worn on the runway, mainly because I love this peacock headpiece. The gown, I mean, it's a very traditional ball gown, she looks good. She looks good in it. I'm not going to deny that. I think she looks good. To me, it is the weakest of the last set of runways, but it's still a good look. Like I said, this peacock feather headpiece is wonderful. So whoever did that for her, bravo, it looks fantastic on her. Here is my favorite look. I just think this look is so, so exquisite. I mean, from the hair to the boots, it's very Elizabethan, very Shakespearean, very homage to her Scottish heritage. This train went on forever. It was probably 20 to 30 feet long. I am anxious to look it up and see actually how long it was. This is my favorite look because it is just regal. It is gorgeous. It sticks with her brand. It is everything that I wanted in this that I didn't know that I wanted, because it could look like a very costumey look, but it looks super high fashion and super editorial, and a bravo to Rosé for wearing this. This hair is maybe my favorite hair that Rosé has worn. It is so exquisite on her. Bravo, bravo, bravo. My favorite look. And then we have Simone. And I was underwhelmed by this. Again, I love a headpiece. So I love the headpiece. I love the Medusa. I love that it's actually coming out of her hair, the snakes are. Well, you can see that later in her interview where it's actually just the hair that turns into the snake. So I love that. I actually love the gold breastplate half thing on the other side, but I think the white dress is just a little too plain and simple. I kind of wish the gold was on both sides and then you just had the white sheath underneath it for the skirt. Does she look bad? Not at all. But it's just not one of my favorites. I do love the gold arm piece and I love the headpiece. It's just the white dress that I don't particularly love that much. That's all. Overall, these 12 looks that the queens gave were fantastic, with the exception of the three red looks that I didn't love. Now I'm going to say two because Simone's red look was fine. But Rosé and Candy's red looks, I was not overwhelmed by. And I didn't think they worked extremely well, but overall, this was exciting to watch. It really was. And watching in a bar is a completely different feeling. You get this energy from the people in the crowd. We didn't have an audience in the theater. So having the audience there was really, really fantastic. I am in New York, so obviously there is some bias to New York Queens, but there wasn't really, because this was really an episode of New York versus LA, and that is what it came down to, even in the lip syncs. So here we go. This is RuPaul's look. This whole look is terrible. I don't know what this dress is supposed to be. I don't know what this wig is supposed to be. And I don't know. She said, I give up. I mean, season 13 has gone on for 9 years. I'm just wearing what I want to wear. And this is what she chose to wear. I don't love it. I don't love the dress. I don't love the hair. Her makeup is fine. I don't love the shoes. There's just nothing redeeming about this look, RuPaul. I don't know why you saved this for the finale. I don't get it. We had an amazing tribute to the one and only Miss Chi-Chi Devane, who passed away. Chi-Chi Devane is a remarkable queen. She went into this competition in season 8 as a complete underdog. I just counted her from her Meet the Queens because I was like, this queen, she just, well, she has this star quality in talking to you because she's super charming. Her drag didn't excite me. And then she completely won me over on her season. I thought she was a breakout star of the season. I think she won Miss Congeniality, which if she didn't, she should have. I mean, she should have been in the top three that season, in my opinion. But what a star. It is a tragic loss that we have. And I say, God bless you, Chi-Chi Devane. And I love that they put rest in perfection. I think that is remarkably said. And we're missing out on some great, great drag without Chi-Chi Devane in this world. So I appreciated that they did this. I'm not going to lie. I teared up in the bar. And then we all raised a glass to Chi-Chi Devane at our table. Because she really was a remarkable queen. That we got from Drag Race. Our two pit crew boys, Bryce and Bruno, came out. Bryce is sporting the clean shaven pink box. I can't remember what she said. I think she said smooth pink box or the furry pinks box, and that's what they have to choose. RuPaul spun the wheel and it landed on Candy Muse. So she was our first queen. And normally that queen would pick the queen who they wanted to go against. I talked about this at work, and we fully believed that it was going to land on Candy Muse. This wheel is so rigged. Don't believe that it's real. There is someone back there stopping that wheel on the right spot, but it clearly landed on Candy Muse. Normally she would pick who she goes against, but RuPaul decided to change it up and spun the wheel again to see who it would land on. And if it landing on Candy Muse was rigged, it landing on Rosé was even more rigged because it literally was slowing down to a stop and then it jumped a space to Rosé. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. But that's who we're getting. We're getting Candy Muse against Rosé. To me, this was the biggest shock of the night to start, because that also meant that Simone and Gottmik were going to be lip syncing against each other. And a lot of people thought they were going to be the top two queens. I thought it was going to be Rosé and Simone in the top two. So I kind of expected that Rosé and Candy would lip sync against each other. And it also puts New York against New York. But Candy Muse gets the choice because it landed on her first. She picks the furry box. And it is Work Bitch, but the one and only Britney Spears. All three songs, I should say, are Britney Spears songs. RuPaul did announce that. And so that made me very happy because I am a Britney fan. So here are our queens standing before us. It is Rosé against Candy Muse. I have to say, these three outfits are terrible. When Rosé came out in this, I was like, what are you wearing? Clearly there's a reveal. Candy Muse is in a bodysuit, so I was like, it's a performance out, great. But I was like, clearly Rosé has a reveal, but this look is terrible. It was like she didn't even try. We did find out in interviews that she did have a sprained ankle, so we weren't going to, I don't think we were going to get a lot of tricks. RuPaul did ask if she could perform, and she said she would not miss it for the world. So she's performing on a sprained ankle. That's what we know. To my surprise, Candy Muse also had a reveal. I did not see that coming. I did not expect to see this underneath it. I will say, I mean, while I think both outfits are not great, the second one, the reveal is better. It gives her a better shape, which is always good. But I just think it's ugly. That's all. Her wig is good in this. Her lip sync was fine. There was a moment where I think she thought the song was over and stopped lip syncing, but then picked it back up when she realized it was still going on. But overall, her lip sync was fine. It wasn't, to me, it wasn't anything extraordinary. The boys at my table said that she won the lip sync. I wasn't agreeing with them, but, you know, that's the way it goes. This was Rosé. Like I said, this first look is just so ugly. I don't know why she wore it. And then she did a reveal down to this cat suit, which isn't much better. It is better, but it's not much better. At first, when she took off just the jacket, it looked, because it's this weird muted pink funkiness, it looked like the screen was just blurring it out. So I was like, oh my God, is she nude underneath it? And we just can't see it. I was so confused. And then it just turned out to be ugly. I do like the cutouts on the side. I think those are interesting at least, but this, it is like a velvet cat suit. And I just, it's just not great. And to my surprise, and I think everyone in the bar, Candy Muse wins lip sync one. That is means Candy Muse is going to lip sync for the crown. What did I say? I said it weeks ago. I said Candy Muse, they're dragging Candy Muse through this season. I wouldn't be surprised if she won. Did I really believe that in my heart? No. Did I believe she was going to be top two? No. Did I think top four because they liked her for TV? Sure, I get it. But to put her in the finale, I mean, the very final lip sync, I think is a disservice to her. I think it is a disservice to Drag Race because it is validating this queen whose drag is not up to par with the other queens that are on this season. Certainly not above Rosé or Gottmik. I don't even think it's above Olivia or Utica, and maybe even Denali. Tina Burner is another story because her drag is very different. But I just don't think it's not doing any favors to the show itself or to Candy Muse. And it's validating her bad behavior on the show as well, which is another issue. But Candy Muse is in the top two. I can't do anything about it. I can't say anything else about it other than I don't agree with it. That's all. Our next lip sync between Gottmik and Simone is to Gimme More from the smooth pink box held by Bryce. Another great Britney Spears song. Excited for it. Clearly, both of these queens have a reveal in their outfits. These are not what they're going to be finishing the song in. But here we go. There is Gottmik's reveal. It was a little baby doll dress into, and it. I liked her reveal actually because it didn't. She didn't actually take anything off. She did eventually take the back part off, but I like that it just revealed down into this train with that underneath. I think she took the corset off as well at some point. But it's a cute look. I actually really like of the performance look. It's probably my favorite one. She did a fine job. She's not the best lip syncer slash performer. And so I knew that she was going to be struggling with that, which is kind of why I thought they might put Simone and Gottmik not against each other to start. And that would guarantee them in the finale together, possibly. Obviously, I was wrong on all accounts, but we have LA against LA here. And she did a serviceable job. It wasn't the best. Simone clearly won this lip sync. and these are her two looks. She started out in the little tracksuit with this crazy wig. And it revealed down. Her reveal was not nearly as fluid or smooth as Gottmik's. She had a little trouble getting out of that tracksuit. The wig coming off was flawless. I mean, it literally, it's like a hat that she's wearing that she came, that came off, and the hair, she just flipped her hair and it worked out perfectly. But you really can't take your eyes off of her when she lips. She is a phenomenal lip syncer. And there is no denying that. I will not deny it. I will not say anything bad about that, because it, her lip sync was on point. It had a point of view. She knew what she was doing and she did it. The one thing I will say is about, I mean, this tracksuit is horrendous. Let's be clear about that. But I hate when the queens wear their own name on their stuff. It drives me crazy. You can wear a slogan, you can wear anything, but I don't think you need to wear your own name. We know who you are. And that's my only downside to this lip sync. Like I said, it was clear that Simone had won this lip sync. It was a better lip sync. The people in the bar were not happy that Simone won this lip sync. They wanted Gottmik to win. or they wanted both of them to move to the final lip sync, but it was pretty divided in the bar. When Gottmik did not move forward. So there you have that. Next, we have our other nine queens. Yeah, nine queens. Starting with Kamara Hall. I don't like this dress. I'm not going to say much about it. I don't like it. Yeah, that's it. I have nothing else to say other than I don't like it. Joey J, again, I don't like this dress. I think this is not great. And I don't know if they were told to wear their best drag or what they planned to wear if they went to the finale. But this is not, I mean, she is wearing sandals. Not good, Joey J. Don't like it. I don't like the wig. I don't like the dress. There is nothing that I like about this. I don't even like the background in the picture. Tamishi Iman. I mean, it's her drag, it's pageant drag, but it's very boring. There's nothing exciting about it. Again, I don't think these queens care at this point. But it is her pageant hair, it is a pageant dress, she's wearing her pageant boobs. Does she look bad? No, it's just not exciting. It's just kind of boring and stale. Lala Ri, on the other hand, did her thing. This outfit might be my favorite of these queens. I think this is super fantastic. I love the top of this with the shoulders. The headpiece is fantastic. I love that she brought in the African stuff around her for the photo. I just think it's super, super cool what she did. And I say bravo to Lala Ri. Lala Ri, from the reunion to this, the glow up of her drag is so much that I cannot wait to see her on All Stars. I think she's going to kill it. Do I think she'll win? It's possible, but I don't think so. But I think she has a chance. And I think that people really started falling in love with her. I am one of them. So bravo to Lala Ri. Elliot with two T's. Boring. It's so boring. Yeah, there's nothing special about this dress either. The furs on her arms, we've seen that before. It's boring. And I wouldn't want to be on the final episode in this dress. Denali, while I don't love it, it's at least interesting. I think it's a cool idea to be the cactus. I love the arm pieces. What I don't love is the bodysuit. I don't mind the boots even. It's the bodysuit that I don't love. I wish there was some kind of gown proponent to it. The hair doesn't bother me all that much, but again, it's not my favorite of her hair. I guess it's the little red rose that comes out of the cactus, so I guess I can appreciate that in the thought of it. Yeah, there's just something about the midsection that I don't love. Again, I love the arm pieces and I love the boots. The hair I can live with. It's the bodysuit that I don't love. That's all. Tina Burner could care less about this. She put on some old red dress that she had. I love that she put on dark hair instead of red, yellow, or orange, and took a picture on the roof of her building. But this is just some dress that she had in her closet. There's nothing special. I mean, if she wore this on the finale, she should have been sent home immediately because this dress is garbage. Utica Queen looks stunning. This picture doesn't do this dress justice. This dress is gorgeous. I love that she even has body in it with the hips, but even though it bells out so far, she still managed to define her hips. I love that it comes over her head like that, and then she drew in the hairlines. Her makeup is beautiful. This is a gorgeous look. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Bravo, Utica. And then we have Olivia Lux. I don't like this look. This is probably my least favorite Olivia Lux of the season. I just don't like it. That's all. That's all. Then out comes Heidi and Closet to present this year's Miss Congeniality. Girl, you were a mess on your season. And this dress is still a mess. I don't know who made this for you. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming someone made this. And I get that it's a rose with the thorns below. It is so ugly and so poorly made. I can't believe that you came out in this dress. But she's here to announce Miss Congeniality. She is still a Miss Congeniality, in my opinion, because you cannot help but love her. So here are our queens up for Miss Congeniality. Obviously, the top four are never eligible for Miss Congeniality. In my mind, it was either going to be Utica or Olivia Lux, possibly Tamisha Iman, just to give her something. But I was wrong on all accounts, and it was Miss Lala Ri, and I couldn't be happier for her. She was surprised, I think as surprised as everyone was. But she wins $10,000 from Olay Body. But she's not the only one. All the other queens are getting $2,000 for entertaining us all through the pandemic. And I think that is fantastic. Big shout out to Olay Body for doing that. And well-deserved Lala Ri. Again, I cannot wait to see you on another season of Drag Race. Then we had Miss Jada Essence Hall arriving at the theater looking stunning in this gown and this headpiece. I am a sucker for a headpiece. We know that. And this one did not disappoint. I didn't love the hairs coming out of it. If maybe there was just one curl, but then going over her face like that, I didn't love that. But this dress is beautiful. I know she makes her own things. If she made this, bravo to you, because it is gorgeous. And it fits her amazingly. Big shoulders are back. We saw it a lot on this episode, and I am here for it. I love a big shoulder. So this was Jada's final walk down the runway as the reigning Drag Race superstar. So now we have our final lip sync between Candy Muse. I can't even fathom saying that she's the top two, and Simone. My thoughts went crazy during this. I literally thought, I was like, they put Candy Muse in this. Obviously, these two lip synced before, and Simone won. Candy Muse was going home, and RuPaul stopped her. It was, in my opinion, one of the biggest mistakes of Drag Race, but I don't run the show. I know they wanted her on there for television purposes, but to bring them back at the end, I literally thought, oh my God, they're lip syncing again, and this time Candy Muse is going to win. I literally thought that, and it broke my heart just a little bit, because I was like, this can't happen. But then my other thought was, maybe they put Candy Muse here to guarantee a Simone win, because maybe she wouldn't win against Rosé in a lip sync. It couldn't look produced the way they wanted it to. I know we all think that Drag Race is, you know, real and fantastical and a real competition. It's not. We all know that now. It's a television show. They knew Simone was probably going to win from day one, day two, day three, whatever day they decided that she's like, okay, that's our winner. How do we wrap our story around that? And if you had put Simone up against if you put Rosé up against Simone, it might have not have looked like she won completely. That's all. These are the things that go through my head. I don't know any of this is true. Maybe they really thought Candy Muse deserved to be top two. Maybe they just thought Candy Muse could have won. Who knows? But this is our top two. They are lip syncing till the World Ends by Britney Spears. A great song. Candy Muse took off her glasses. but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about something else a little bit. But first, Simone, she had the jacket on. It came off almost immediately down to this string fringe dress. She looks fantastic in this. This is her style. This is what she does. Again, her lip syncing is impeccable. She knows how to convey a song, and she does that wholeheartedly. Candy Muse did not have a reveal, but she did get out the Dominican flag from the Dominican Republic, she is Dominican. But what I really want to talk about are these bangs on Candy Muse. I don't know why she chose to wear these. They are terrible. They were so distracting when even just watching her, I was like, what is she doing with these bangs? I just don't get it. Maybe it's a Dominican thing as well, and I just don't know about it. I mean, she was wearing a simple cat suit. I don't think it was exceptional for this last lip sync, but maybe that's all she had left to do. This is the moment where Simone really sealed the fate of Candy Muse. Her wig literally exploded, and it was everything. It was so fantastic. It was something that I was not expecting. I knew she had a reveal, obviously, because she was wearing that big coat. The wig, I did not expect to explode like this, and it gave me life. I was so, so happy. And it really, really, it happened at the right moment, and it happened perfectly with the song. So, so good. And now we're going to have our crowning. See, this is the hair that I don't enjoy on her face. I just think there's too much of it. I think if there was just one little strand coming down the middle, it would have made more sense. But I mean, she is stunning to look at. Miss Jada Essence Hall is beautiful. This is the scepter that the queen will win. They also get a crown from Fierce Drag Jewels, a year's supply of Anastasia Beverly.
Oh my God.
I'm so tired. A year's supply of makeup from Anastasia Beverly Hills. And of course, $100,000. So who is our winner? Of course, it is Simone. There was no real unexpectedness. I mean, if Candy Muse had won, it would have been a total surprise. But with Simone in the finale against Candy Muse, it was pretty much a done deal that Simone was winning. I'm not sure either of them thought any differently either, but who knows? I mean, it is a TV show. So bravo to Simone. Congratulations. You are America's Next Drag Superstar, and this pose shows it all. There's all the queens behind them cheering her on. Bravo, Simone. Congratulations. You are the winner. That's it. That's our show. That's our season. I will be back at some point to toot and boot these looks with Brian and David. Brian is on vacation, and I am starting vacation tomorrow, so it probably won't be next week, but it will be sometime soon. I may just ask Brian to send me his if he can't get together when I get back. I'm not sure how long, and I think he's gone for 2 weeks, so that might drag out a little too long, and we just won't care anymore, and I know he's going to want to talk about at least got mixed looks. That is his favorite queen. I'm going to complain once again about this thing that I ordered from Simone. I'm very disappointed in it. I ordered two sizes bigger just so that it would be long enough for me, and I can wear it as a shirt. I can't wear it as a sundress, which is what it is intended to be. But I am supporting the winner of Drag Race in it. There you go. That's all I can say. I'm so not happy with this, and I'm never going to wear it again. So enjoy it now while you can. Thank you all for sticking with me through season 13. We made it. It was the longest season in history. It's literally been 4 months. We started this January 1st. It is now April 23rd. It has been 17 weeks of Drag Race, and we are at the end. But don't lose heart. We have Drag Race Australia starting next Saturday here in the United States. I don't know where you're watching it. I think it's on Sundays in the UK, maybe in all of Europe. And in Australia, I don't know when. I think they're a day ahead of us, so I think it's probably on Sunday as well. But we are back. We will be back recapping that and tootin' bootin' as well. So that will be coming up. If you want to toot and boot these looks with me, I'm going to be posting them tomorrow morning. I'm not waiting for any photos online. I'm going to look online, but I'm not waiting for them because, like I said, I am going on vacation. So they will be up sometime tomorrow on my Insta story at Sashay Away with Barry. You can follow me there and you can toot and boot these looks with us. And then they will be posted on the website, sashayawaywithbarry.com. I look really tired because I am really tired. You can see behind me, it is 2:04 a.m. And we are signing off. Thank you all. Please stay safe out there. Wear your mask, wash your hands, social distance, and be kind to one another. Thank you all. I love you. Goodbye.